No, George. In fact, I haven't been to one of those places in a long time. They smoke in your place and developed a bit of an intolerance for that.
How you doing? Keeping the neighborhood quiet up there after the last murder?
And this, there's been a couple more. I was almost one of them.
Oh, no.
Rock on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm called to order the City of Ocala Zoning Board of Adjustment Meeting for Monday, February the 20th, 2012. If you'll stand for the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Carrasco?
Here.
Mrs. Cully?
Here.
Mrs. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Jurgens? Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes. Consideration of minutes.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. First case this evening, SE11-0007.
Good evening, I'm Patty Hitchcock, representing the City of Ocala Growth Management Department. Represent my written recommendation as part of the record. This request has to do with the new HealthSouth Rehabilitation Hospital that's under construction at 2275 Southwest 22nd Lane. That's just off of 19th Avenue Road or Easy Street, back behind where the Hardee's is located. The application before you this evening is a request for approval of their ground monument sign. In the institutional zone, hospitals, any signage for hospitals is required to come through the Board of Adjustment for approval. They could have a sign as large as 150 square feet. In fact, their frontage would probably allow them to have two on 22nd Place. But they're proposing one ground monument sign at the entrance. And the wall itself is 18 feet long and a little over 6 feet tall. So the wall itself is 114 square feet. So the wall is smaller than the signage they could have. And the lettering on the wall is under 20 square feet. It just says HealthSouth Rehabilitation Hospital. I understand from speaking with the agent that lettering may be modified when they come in for permit. They may have to add the wording that it's the Rehabilitation Hospital of Marion County, which would cause the lettering to exceed the square footage shown here, but still is well below what code would allow. And I would like to recommend approval with that flexibility. On the site plan, it's a little difficult to pick out the sign location, but it is near the entrance to the hospital. And it's just a modest ground monument sign. And we do recommend approval. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for staff? Would the applicant like to speak?
Doug and Morelli with Moore Engineering Company. We are in agreement with the staff recommendation. I answer any questions if you have
any. Any questions of the applicant? Thank you.
Ready to make a motion if y'all are ready to make it?
Let's go.
Make a motion to accept?
Second.
Motion second. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Mrs. Cully?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
The next case is a special exception 12-0001. It's a request of James Hammertree to approve a recreation facility indoor in an M1 zoning district. The property is located at 1812 Northeast Jacksonville Road. This is the Leopard Transport Building, and this also was a Leopard Transport Building. Some time ago, we amended the zoning regulations to allow for this as a special exception in the M1 and M2 zoning districts. The industrial buildings lend themselves to these type of recreational facilities, and we wanted to allow for this adaptive reuse of some of these vacant buildings. This particular building, built in 1947, has 6,000 square feet, and it has been used as a medical, non-emergency medical transport depot, as well as a taxi depot. Just going through some pictures quickly, this is the front and north side of the building. The south side of the building, shot looking north at the other Leopard Transport Building. There's a CPA office across the street and BJ Trophies across the street. The applicant intends to use the building as a training facility for mixed martial arts with a focus on wrestling. There would be the potential of selling memberships for others who have that interest to use the facility, but it will be used for his personal training as well. The maximum occupancy has been capped by the building and fire departments at 31 people. Staff recommends approval with two conditions. One, that this special exception is granted to the applicant for this parcel only. And number two, there have been some inspections done by the building and fire department. Nothing significant that needs to be done, but just that all of their issues are addressed prior to occupancy. And we recommend approval with those two conditions, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Just a quick one. Are they going to have like volleyball tournaments and so forth there? And
that's not envisioned, no.
Okay, just a training facility for a volleyball team?
No, it's mixed martial arts with wrestling.
All right. No volleyball whatsoever?
No, I don't believe there's any volleyball.
All right.
The volleyball tournament would have a problem with a maximum capacity of 31 persons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would the applicant like to speak?
She made mention of a few things the fire department noted out, and I have taken care of all those already. So everything on the list that they gave me, I've already started in the process of getting that all taken care of.
Do we have any questions of the applicant?
Could you have the applicant identify himself, please, for record?
Of course, ma'am.
Thank you.
My name's James Hammertree.
Excuse me, we've overlooked something. We also need to swear in.
Can you state your address, please?
Yes. 702 Northwest 68th Place, Ocala, Florida, 34475.
Do you swear or affirm that all the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Very good.
You're going to be happy with the occupancy limit of 31?
For now, yes, sir. If I can get 31 people in there, I'll be very happy.
Okay. Well, for now, you know, hopefully the city doesn't have to come wandering out there and you find you having a tournament on the weekends. And
no, sir.
Okay.
No tournaments. We won't be holding any events, anything like that.
Okay. Since you're under oath, that's great.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions of the applicant? Thank you.
Make a motion to accept.
Well, we've got one more thing.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Was there anybody that said anything against this request?
No.
Now we'll request if there's any public input. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak with regard to this application?
Being none, I move approval. Second. With the conditions.
We have a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Mrs. Cully?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Winston, but I do have a question. I just don't know, and it's for Patty, I mean, how do you get 31 people out of 6,000 square feet? Is it bathroom driven? I'm just curious.
Yes, it was. It was driven by the bathrooms and might have been the exits as well.
Gotcha.
So if they wanted to increase the capacity, I'm sure if they submitted a life safety plan and provided additional bathroom facilities.
But that's real clear on the life safety plan on if it, okay.
Yeah, I in reading the inspector's comments, I believe they're removing some walls in order to address access to the existing doorways.
Okay.
But certainly there's a lot of overhead doors on this particular building. If they needed to provide additional access, that was something they might be able to work out with the fire department.
So it's basically driven by the bathrooms
I think
at this time?
The biggest expense would be the bathrooms.
Gotcha.
The next case is special exception 12-0002. It's a request of Coleman G. Pope and Candace N. Pope, again for a recreation facility indoor, this time in the M2 zoning district. The property is located at 3640 Southwest 7th Street and has been a contractor's office with warehouse. The building itself contains 4,800 square feet. And the proposed use would be a gym and strength training facility. The applicants are personal trainers, so they would be meeting their clients in this location. Staff recommends approval with similar conditions that it's granted to this applicant for this parcel only, and also that the occupancy of the building would not occur until they've complied with all building and fire department requirements. Adjacent is PDQ Verticals, manufacturing and office. Across the street is Nobility Homes. And we recommend approval of this as well. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of staff? The applicant like to speak.
Cole Pope, residing at 1330 Southeast 80th Street, as of now.
Wait just one moment, if you would.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'll be happy to answer any questions. We've already went through all the list of demands needed, fix everything needed to fix. As far as I know, we're on pace with everything you guys asked for. She had mentioned that we needed to maybe increase the amount of parking out front at some point in the future if we get enough people to warrant that. And if we're getting that many people to exceed our maximum capacity right now, we'd be happy to add more parking spaces as well as go through the steps needed to increase our maximum capacity. What we are doing as a facility, though, really doesn't warrant that much of a maximum capacity. It's called CrossFit. It's a new type of training. That's kind of come out, and it's kind of based around small class sizes anyway, so it's never going to be an issue where the maximum capacity is going to be overreached, really. We want to make sure we keep kind of a 1-5, maybe 1-8 coach to training client ratio, so I don't ever foresee it being a major issue. And that's kind of that's all I have.
Any questions of the applicant?
None.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak regarding this application? Any discussion?
I need to say something. Before we vote on this, I don't have to recuse myself, but I need to disclose that I am a landlord and may or may not have a gym in one of my facilities. The Compass is coming and going, and so I just need to make that disclosure out there. They're not in competition, but nonetheless, I need to make that disclosure so that there's no surprises. No one likes surprises.
I do have a question, and it's just because my daughter was on a cheerleading team that did the cheerleading competitions. And are y'all going to do any type of, when you say cheerleading, is this just going to be conditioning for cheerleading, or are y'all going to have like a team that y'all prepare for the cheerleading competitions?
I don't think they've discussed cheerleading, but
so that,
it's in my recommendation. It's a type of
okay. So that's just something that has been allowed in the past.
Our previous case in September was specifically for cheerleading.
So you're just outlining that. But he's not doing any of that. He's just doing the training and that's it.
It's personal training and strength training.
Gotcha.
Chief, you're just finding out another recent amendment that covers a lot of territory that you're not headed into, apparently.
Right, yeah, I just want to make, yeah.
Since this is really only the second meeting that we've had these types of cases, I left in a little background on the code amendment.
Gotcha.
Obviously, our code amendment is having the desired effect, and that some of these industrial buildings that have sat vacant are being turned into pedestrian use.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that, because the instance that I'm speaking about, it was the same type of industrial building, and it was the cheerleading competition. There's 30 girls and, you know, 30 sets of parents for a performance, and they got propane heaters inside the building, and it was just ugly.
Yeah, and these are, you know, these cases, as far as a special exception's concerned, to me, it's pretty clear that these uses are compatible on these particular properties.
Yep.
But we made them special exceptions because not all industrial property would be compatible with these uses. Or we might have multi-tenant buildings in the industrial district where some of the different users, like you were saying, the propane tanks next to the cheerleading classes, you know, it's not
indoors.
The best idea, right? So
well, let me ask you this, and I know we can't decide that tonight, but is this going in the same direction that the churches were in? Do we need to scale it down so some of these can get approved, you know, just cookie cutter? Like, remember how we did the churches?
Why don't we conclude this particular case, and if we want to address that, do better to do so.
Sure.
Any discussion among them? Go ahead.
I'll entertain a motion to accept it. Can't allow it.
You move to accept.
I do.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Mrs. Cully?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes. I guess that concludes all our cases of the evening. Do you want to address your question, George?
Well, I mean, I feel bad for, what does it cost, $500 or $600, $700 to do this?
It cost $1,000.
$1,000, and I'm thinking, you know, these were three, in my opinion, fairly cookie cutter. And I know we did some type of relief for the churches if it fell into some certain criteria. I think City Council passed an ordinance that if it fell into a certain criteria, that it was kind of a building official's decision.
Perhaps that's applicable. One thing about a church, there was no vacant zoning suitable. Now, in this case,
it was for the parking issues.
Well, the parking was always, it's never been an issue for that. They've always been extremely liberal about parking in churches. Literally, there was no institutional zoning that was vacant, and it required institutional zoning, so you always had a bespoke exception. That was what drove the churches here. And I think that was relieved in the business districts, but not in the residential districts. I think it could prove to be a little embarrassment if you wanted to open a school or a church around here, you had to come up with a little money. But nevertheless, I think that was the driving force behind that. I suppose that staff's prerogative to decide if they want to change that. I could see a huge amount of variation in this, and there are places they can do this. So there's not it's not that they can't do it, but I think it's a great amendment, because it puts these buildings in some form of use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the landlords are happy to get a little something out of it, and it provides an opportunity for people to do things that might otherwise couldn't.
I think from my perspective, it would require their staff sitting down and talking about it, and then maybe asking the council to look at it, but I'm just bringing it up as a suggestion. I mean,
these were, you know, wonderful examples of one building on one parcel where they're going to take the entire building.
Right.
And the parking was not so much of an issue. Quite often in the industrial areas, they're parking at one space for every 1,000 square feet, when a gym would be 1 to 200. So there may not be enough parking in some of these locations. And if it's a larger industrial complex where you have numerous buildings and numerous tenants, you might have a mix of users that would not be ideal for some of the recreational facilities. But one building on one parcel, those are pretty easy, and maybe we could make that not have to come to the board. But I think when we look at the overall rewrite of the zoning regulations, we're not going to be cutting, you know, this so finely anyway as to what use is going where.
That's just a suggestion.
Everybody go adjourn.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Yep.
Meeting adjourned.
You want to make note of our next meeting date?
March 5th.
Absolutely.
How's everything in the neighborhood?
Pretty good.
You're the mayor over there, right? That family mind they behaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed who seconded to adjourn.
Good to see you, sir.
Is that Kraska?
It is.
Not that it matters, but.